Aquí de lunes a jueves. You
the safari park.
You're killing me, Larry.
Hello, Larry.
Hats off to Larry.
Larry, get into bed now.
Is there no sweeter sound than that of your own name buried in cheers and applause? Well, I think not. Hey everyone, this is our second emergency episode. I only do these when something really sets me off in a nuclear fashion, some wrong that must be righted, some falsehood that must be exposed, some bitch boy face that must be punched. And hey, CNN, take that as a full-on haymaker right to your fucking communal, arrogant, corporate snout. I'm referring, of course, to the doxing of the guy who cooked up the now viral video of Trump wailing on some wrestler with a CNN logo digitally covering the guy's head. And before I go farther, let's extract the politics. Whatever side you're on, it's a cartoon. It's silly. It's as goofy as all of professional wrestling is. Flesh and blood entertainers, that's right, entertainers and performers, acting as cartoon characters might. I happen to dig wrestling because of its nutty theatricality. Everyone with better than a room temperature IQ knows it's a goof. But not apparently CNN, because CNN saw this as promoting violence. And so dug up the author of the video and pressured a confession and an apology out of him. This would be no different than United Airlines after their passenger assault incident earlier this year, tracking down the fellow passenger who recorded that assault and demanding they apologize or else have their identity revealed. Or maybe chase down the writers on Jimmy Fallon or Kimmel or any of many other comedy shows that mocked United Airlines, this show included, and then demanded apologies because they deemed our mockery offensive. You've heard me mention the deep bench of wise and seasoned senseis on the staff at the Take No Shit Dojo, and one of them, stellar attorney Nick the Knife Riceta, weighed in with his extremely qualified and knowledgeable take on things both juridical and journalistic. In between his toe-to-toe battles for his clients, Nick made time to say a few things I want to share with you. Now remember, Nick is a barrister, and a great one, and great lawyers are always concerned about every detail. So in the interest of brevity, we've distilled just the essence of Nick's thoughts on this debacle. Here he is.
Nick the Knife Riceta here, sensei and co-counsel of the Take No Shit Dojo. These assholes are basically extorting a man to not only issue an apology, but also to promise not to say anything rude that would hurt someone's feelings in the future. The story CNN is trying to tell is that Donald Trump's tweet of this video amounted to incitement of violence against CNN journalists. This, of course, is horseshit.
And I must interrupt Nick for just a moment to reiterate what I've often said. There are no mysteries. How could this man not be a sensei at my dojo? Please continue, Nick.
These pussies have their feelings hurt, so then they take it upon themselves to threaten a person who's tangentially involved at best in this situation and bully him into submission. Have you read this guy's apology? It reads like an ISIS-enforced confession. It is bullshit. This guy's comments, his videos, you may not like them, I may not like them, it doesn't matter. The only speech worth protecting is vile speech. Vile, offensive, dissident speech. Listen, y'all, the Founding Fathers wrote their initial pamphlets, the Federalists and the Anti-Federalist Papers, under pseudonyms because what they were saying was dangerous. Anonymity is a key factor in protected speech. Don't let any of these New Age cucks tell you otherwise. They don't know what they're talking about. In summary, CNN can get fucked.
CNN, you are nothing. You are a collection of overpaid, at best, marginally talented hacks who would not know a good story if it slithered up your leg and bit you on your collective manginas. I second my counselor's sentiment. CNN, fuck you. See you next Tuesday, folks.